So I guess the thing that's be interesting to chat about is how much evidence and what kind of evidence is used. And that sort of leads to the question of the way the FDA has approached this whole situation. Can you kind of talk about that?
The way generic drugs have been approved, or any drug in the past, has been through the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act from the FDA, and there's a process there that is well established. The process of approving a biosimilar goes through the Public Health Services Act, and that's really something that opened up the door for this. And the idea was that if a manufacturer can make a biological agent that is very similar in structure, similar enough not to be different enough to matter, and can do the right amount of studies to make sure that it does not differ in efficacy and toxicity, then that's an approvable process. So the way that biosimilars are approved is really the manufacturer starts off with creating a molecule that is structurally very, very similar to the reference product. And I call this a pyramid approach, where the base of the pyramid here is the actual structure of the molecule, and then you kind of move upwards the pyramid with less and less importance of each step, one of them being PK, immunogenicity, and then at the very top of the pyramid, the smallest triangle, if you will, is the clinical studies, which is the exact opposite for the reference product. The reference product has to do all these large clinical trials to show that the drug works in a certain indication. Now, the biosimilar manufacturer just has to make the product to be very similar to the reference product, does have to do the studies as well, but the clinical trials it needs to do are not as rigorous, should I say, and not as many. And that's the whole idea. That's where the cost savings come in, because the idea is if the biosimilar doesn't differ in structure, PK, et cetera, from the reference biological, and then you do limited studies to show that it's similar, that's good enough.
What about other non-clinical research, including animal studies? How does that fit in?
That fits into, and you know, the animal studies, which are a part of course, both processes, are once again not as important and rigorous as is the structure of the actual molecule. You know, it's really the basic structure of it, which of course, as I mentioned earlier, it's not fully defined, so it's very, very similar to the reference product. And the animal studies are in there as well, and then you do the pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, and then the immunogenicity, and then ultimately the efficacy trials.